Today's community dialogue is going to be a little bit different. If you do have something that is stirred in your heart, please share it with me after worship. For now, I want to say that you may have heard the name Dan said in our prayers. The name is Dan Lama. What you may not know is that he is the same Dan who often came to church here with Corey. He felt that this was a safe place. His place by the river. A place where he could be with people. A place where he could be warm and feel safe. And a place where he even, during my sermons, could sleep. He was in his mid-40s. And he had a past. He had a story. He was a soldier. He was a Gurkha. He was a sergeant in the Nepalese army. But he left and came here when the communists took over. He was granted asylum. One of the beautiful things that our country does. He had two daughters, but his wife died in childbirth. And his daughters now live in a house in Kathmandu, which they purchased with money that he sent home to them. He was a cook and a chef at a restaurant in DuPont Circle for a time. Indian and Nepalese food. He spoke five languages. Although I will tell you that in English he was a little shy. He broke his shoulder in a car accident. He had no insurance and he became homeless. Sadly, he had a difficult, passionate, and tempestuous relationship with alcohol. He lived in the woods or wherever he could find a place outside. And we helped him as much as we could. His body was found last week. And we remember him. He will be missed. His smile, his warmth, his way of always saying to me, Namaste. Which means the God within me recognizes the God within you. And I'm glad his all too short journey intersected with this very safe place. If you'll now rise as you're able and join together in our community song.